Hey y'all, this is Ginger DeVries, guest number 56 of the podcast, encouraging you today to use your position to broadcast God's love. God's word says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We pray this episode is an encouragement to you to go out and use your position to broadcast his love. From Scotto All Britain Studios, here's your host, Ricky.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Broadcast His Love. This is a podcast where we talk about what life looks like when we decrease our name and increase God's name, because it's all about Jesus living life on purpose with him. And I'm so excited for today. You're just going to get a creative just design in your brain what the Lord is showing you today through our guest. Her name is Laurel Farrell. She's an artist and creator of Noteworthy. She's a wife and mama of two boys here in Pensacola. And you're going to love her because, okay, everybody who like responds to me, they always say, I really like the person who took a leap of faith and quit their whatever to do their new thing. And people just love it because it's such a divine, you know, life-changing thing when you quit your corporate job to be a full-time artist. So, and you worked in marketing. So how's it going, Laurel?
It's going great. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to chat and talk about God and Noteworthy. And yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So you live here in Pensacola with your husband?
Yes, I live here in Pensacola. I'm from Pensacola, lived here my whole life. I left for college and then came right back. And I love Pensacola, love raising my family here. And yeah.
That's great. Okay. So you're from here.
Yes. Okay. So I know that the podcast, the question that you ask is, how is God working through you? And I think that God put this vision of Noteworthy on my heart. And I think that he gave me this dream and that is how he's working through me. But the best way I can kind of explain is just to start at the beginning of my story and how this whole thing came about.
Yeah.
So Noteworthy was actually started because when I was in about middle school age, one year, my family completely forgot about Mother's Day and we didn't do anything for my mom. We didn't give her a gift, like no breakfast in bed, nothing. And it was not good. It was bad. And I felt so bad for my mom. My mom has four kids and she is the best mom ever. And she's always put her kids first and still does to this day and puts her kids and grandkids first. So, you know, Mother's Day is a day to celebrate that. And we dropped the ball and didn't do anything. And I remember my mom was disappointed and I just felt so heartbroken by that. So after that year, I decided I am going to make sure that my mom always has a special meaningful gift for Mother's Day. So one year I was trying to find that gift and I couldn't find anything that felt meaningful enough.
Yeah.
So I decided to make it myself. And what I did was I got four pieces of wood and I painted an angel on each piece of wood. And then on the other side, the blank side of that wood, I had my siblings and myself, we each wrote a really sentimental, heartfelt, meaningful note to my mom.
Yeah.
And then we gave that to her for Mother's Day. And of course, it was like her favorite Mother's Day gift. She still says that that was her favorite gift she's ever gotten. And she cried. And I don't know how it is in your family, but if you cry when you get a gift in my
family,
that means it was good. That was successful. So that was really the first painting that I've always been creative, but that was the first painting that I would say that like stood out. It was a gift. And so a couple years later, my mom's friend was at her house and she owned a shop in town and she saw those angels and she had no idea that I painted them, but she asked my mom about them and my mom told her the story, showed her the notes, and she just loved them. So she called me. I was in college at the time. So she asked me to paint some angels and put them in her shop. And at first, my first thought was, no, I am not an artist like that. You don't want my art. Like, what are you talking about? But she really encouraged me to just, let's just do it. Let's just try, see how it goes. So I painted 10 angels, put them in her shop, and she called me a week later and they had all sold. And that was like, awesome. So really from that, it turned into a side hustle in college. And it started with just angels and I would paint these. Everything was on wood with the note on the back. That was kind of like what was different for me is that I wanted people to be interactive with the art and write their note on the back and give it as a gift to somebody. And so it started with angels, and then I did crosses, and I kind of added in more things, but it was a really successful side hustle in college. And I did it out of an extra bedroom in my college house, and it was going great. But then I graduated college, and again, I had those doubts of, I'm not an artist. Like, it didn't even cross my mind to take this full time. It was just like, you know, this was a side thing in college while I was going to class. Yeah. And so I graduated and got a job in marketing, and I stopped painting and just forgot about it for a little while. And I was working in marketing.
Did you go to college? I wanted to know.
I went to Alabama.
Okay. So Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide. And, you know, all my family went to Alabama. So we're big Alabama people, and I loved it. But I got a job in Pensacola whenever I graduated. So it brought me back here. And I worked in marketing. And then I wanted to leave that job and start a new job. What happened was I applied for this job, but I didn't get it. But you got it.
Oh, gosh.
But somebody that was interviewing for that job found my resume, and then they called me and they had another job for me. What? And so that's kind of where
what job was it?
So it was for a sports team.
Oh my goodness. Is that's so funny. Well,
and honest, it was a blessing. Like, I don't think that was the right fit for me either. It ended up. So
yes,
long story short, I worked in marketing after college for about 4 or 5 years. I had 2 different jobs, and I'm thankful for those jobs. Like, yes, they were great jobs, and I learned so much from them.
Yeah.
But as I was in this other job that I found through the guy that got my resume, that I didn't end up at the sports team. I ended up at this other job where I worked there for about 1.5 years, and I started to feel this stirring of, I am not supposed to be here. Like, this is somebody else's dream job maybe, but it's not for me. And it's a great job, and there's great people here. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not where I belong. And so I started to feel this stirring, and I was a newlywed. I had just gotten married, and I was so happy at home and in my personal life, but I just felt depressed at work. And I felt like a hamster on a wheel. And I remember I texted my sisters. I was like, is this all that there is to life? Do I just sit here counting down the minutes until 5 o'clock and counting down the days until the weekend? And I just started to ask those questions of, is this all that there is? And I started to really pray about it. Like, I was praying so hard of like, God, tell me what to do next. And I felt this nudge telling me to quit my job. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of scary at first, you know, like, quit your job, what? And I had no idea what I was going to do next, but I decided to listen to that voice and listen to that nudge. And I knew that it was God, and I quit my job 2 days later, whenever I started to feel that voice telling me to quit. And I quit with no idea what I was going to do next. And so I started to pray about it more. I just knew that I wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And I knew that the next step would come. But the first step was quitting the job. And it was scary for sure. And I questioned, like, okay, am I crazy? But I just prayed about it. I kept praying so hard. And then this idea of noteworthy kept coming back to me.
Yes.
And it was just wouldn't leave me alone.
Yeah.
And this side hustle college idea, I felt like I didn't give it my all back then. It was just kind of a fun thing that I did. I loved it, but now I had the experience from other jobs and life and marketing, and I could kind of take this thing further.
Yeah.
And so I decided, at first when I quit my job, I thought, okay, maybe I'll go interview other places. But then when this idea of noteworthy came, I was like, I've got to give this a shot. So I did all of the things. I wanted to do it legitimately. I got an LLC. I set up a bank account. I made an Instagram. I made a
Did anybody a walk with you through that, by the way?
Yes, my family was very supportive. My husband was supportive, and I just did it on my own. I Googled a lot.
I mean, it is hard. You have Florida, you have to sign up through this other website called Sunbiz.
Yep.
Nobody tells you that.
Yep. But Google is really great.
Yes.
And there are tools out there. And, you know, this was now 4 years ago. So I'm sure there's even more tools of what to do. And I did reach out to some other entrepreneurs that I trusted or that I thought, and they weren't really artists. It was just other people that I felt like were doing the thing.
Yes.
And I reached out to them more for like encouragement, and that was really great. And, it gave me the reassurance that I do have a good idea and like I can do this if I'm passionate about it to just try. And so reaching out to those other people and just kind of getting some advice was helpful. But, you know, I really did it on my own of Googling, figuring out how to line things up. So I pulled it together quickly because I knew Christmas was coming and Christmas was always my big season whenever it was a side hustle. So I pulled it together really quickly and it was going great. Like it was, I felt in the flow. Like I felt like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like I took that leap of faith and now God was opening doors for me and things were happening and it was going really great. And so I did it for a couple of months and then I had a new blessing surprise. I found out I was pregnant.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was so excited and it was so wonderful. And then the pandemic came and it was crazy. It was a crazy time period. And you know, I had kind of a hard pregnancy, but I tried to keep going with Noteworthy and keep this up, keep up the momentum.
Yeah.
And then my son came and it was just like such a prayer answer. Like I always knew I wanted to be a mom.
Yeah.
And so I felt like this was another purpose of mine and my calling, but I decided to put Noteworthy on hold.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to quit it. I knew that it would come back whenever it was time, but I needed to focus on being a mom. And then I had my second child. And so I kind of put it on hold for about 2.5-3 years.
Yeah.
And so I've been back now for about 6 months since my kids are in daycare now.
Yes.
And so that's kind of the full story. You know, it's been on and off for a while, but now I've been back at it for 6 months since my kids are in school and it's so amazing.
So like, fun.
I love it even more. I love it even more now as a mom because it's like my own thing.
Yes.
That I feel so fulfilled as a mom, but I feel fulfilled now that I have my art and my life as a mom and that I can do both and figure it out. And I definitely don't have as much time as I did whenever it was a side hustle or when I first started, but I figure it out and it's like, it's more fulfilling to me.
Yeah. I think what is really beautiful about your story is that, you know, you go to a big university and they are like telling you, you know, what's your job after school? And there's this weird pressure.
Oh yeah.
In like April, no, probably before that, March, spring break, March, April, especially in May where it's like, what job do you have?
Yes. And it's so scary because I think, especially for me, like I always knew what the next step was. It's like after middle school, you go to high school. For me, I knew after high school, I was going to go to college. And then after college, it's like, everybody does different things.
Yes.
And it's a really weird time because your next step isn't planned out for you by your parents or whatever. Like you have every opportunity out there and you can do whatever you want, but it's also like you have different images in your mind of what you picture that to be. And you know, it's a funny thing. Like I was actually thinking about this concept this morning. So I'm still working it out. But on my walk this morning, I was thinking about something my dad told me once about dating. And I remember, this is so random, but I remember
Not random,
but it popped into my head before I came here.
Yeah.
My dad told me once, you guys don't date anymore. And he's not wrong, but in college, I remember him saying, dating is so important because you meet different people and you learn who you like, but you learn who you don't like. And it's good practice of just talking to people and meeting people.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. I do feel like our generation, or maybe I just didn't get asked out on as many dates, but they don't date like his generation did. But I think that can be applied to business and your career. And I think that these jobs that you get out of school too, it's like dating.
Yes,
and
it is.
You're dating your career. And like you get these jobs that might not be a great job. It might be a bad date, but you learn something from it.
It's so true.
And you take something from, like, I'm still so grateful for every job that I had because it led me to where I am.
Right.
And I learned about myself through it, or I learned about the workplace.
And work ethic.
Yes. And I don't think that I'm not mad that I didn't start Noteworthy right out of college. I don't think that I was ready for it.
Yes.
And I didn't have the experience or the knowledge. Like, I learned graphic design through one of my jobs, and graphic design is something that I love and that I apply to Noteworthy. And had I just started it right out of college, I wouldn't have had that experience. So it's like you have to date your career.
Yes.
And you have to take jobs that you think you're interested in. Another funny thing, I thought that I wanted to be a wedding planner.
Really?
Yes. In college, I thought I wanted to be a wedding planner. And so one summer, I took an internship with a wedding planner. And it was like a summer fling, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
But it wasn't a bad date. It wasn't a bad job. It just, I figured out that's not what I want to do. Like, it wasn't for me. It wasn't the one.
Yeah.
So I kind of pivoted and went into marketing, and I took stuff from that. And then now I could put all of that into Noteworthy, which I think Noteworthy is the one. And right. Now I'm married to
Noteworthy.
Yes. Now I'm married to Noteworthy, but I'm still dating it.
But also with your spouse, they are the Lord's.
Yes.
It's a hands-free, hand-surrendered. This is yours, Lord. Thank you for it.
Mm-hmm.
A posture of praise, a posture of thanksgiving. You know, I got to ask you another thing, though.
Okay.
You said step one, I knew I had to quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
And step two would come.
Yes.
I just, for the person who's listening, when step one is, you know, let's say whatever it is for them, like maybe it's instead of walk one lap, it's walk two laps today. Like step one is whatever. Step two is... Step two would come, start the new thing, do the next thing. You were confident that step two would come, and I just don't think most people are. Were you trusting God?
Yes, yes. I think that, you know, I think I had such clarity that that message was from God to quit my job, that it wasn't, I just knew. I don't know. I can't explain it. I can't really explain it. It was just this nudge, this thing that I felt that I just knew that I had to do it. And, you know, like, I don't know. It's
when you know.
And I feel like, I feel like too, I used to think like, what are people saying when they say, God told me to do this? What do you mean? You heard a voice? And it is like you, when you hear it, you know. And so I feel like, yes, I felt confident that that was what I needed to do and that I would figure out the rest, but that I just, God needed me to start and to take that step. And once you listen to the voice, he starts telling you more.
Yeah.
And more opportunities open up, or more, you get more direction.
Yeah. Well, because your mind is more clear.
Yes. Yes. And that was one of my big prayers during that time was I prayed for clarity, and I believe in signs, and I believe in, you know, God speaking to you through prayer and things like that. And so I think when you just open up your heart and open up your mind to God's word, that it will come to you.
Yes. Read his word. Yes. Know his word. And another thing that you were saying when you were talking about college and like graduating and, you know, wanting to get a job out of college, I just was reminded in that moment, for you who's listening, if you're in college or if you're in high school or even middle school, take the word of God seriously and fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, know it. Read the Psalms, read the Proverbs, read the Genesis, like read Revelation, read all of it. Fall in love with the word of God. Try to like remember even a word from the scripture and what it means to apply it to your life. And, you know, and then a verse and then a passage and then read a chapter, you know,
dive in. A lot of it's just like planting the seed, just get started. And like with reading scripture or praying or anything like that, like sometimes it can seem overwhelming before you start.
Yeah.
You think like with scripture, like the Bible is a big book. Like I can't read the whole Bible. Well, you just have to start with one verse.
Yes.
And once you open up just that door, then the rest can come, and it's not as overwhelming as you think. Or like with prayer. So prayer is really big for me. And I think that at one point in my life, I thought, if I pray, I have to say something profound. Or if I like to write my prayers now.
Me too.
And so I started that about a year ago. And before I started doing that, I thought, if I write this down, like it has to be these beautiful words of like so thought filled and profound, that I didn't do it because but when I let go of that and I just started writing, and it could be messy and sloppy, or I can sit down to write and have nothing to say, and God just will start to flow through me, and I'll end up writing 3 pages, that you just have to start and then things happen.
Yes. And so I've been journaling for about 10 years now, or 11 years, prayers in the morning with the Lord, like reading my Bible and then journaling prayers. And I was just sharing this with someone the other day. My prayers from 10, 11 years ago are like, God, I pray for a great day, you know, and I meant it. I was like,
Lord. You have different seasons where you have different prayers. And I wish that I would have written down my prayers back then, but I've been doing it now for almost a year.
You've started.
And I love it. I love it.
You've started. But now the prayer is, God, today is your day. Mm-hmm. I want to do your will. Like, give me your eyes, Jesus. I'm praying scriptures now and writing. It feels like jumping off a cliff when you first grab your Bible and open it up and read it. You're like, yes. I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. And you know something? So my word for this year is connection.
Oh, good.
And for 2024. And connection. So connection is my word. And really connection is why I started Noteworthy.
Okay.
To help people connect, because I want them to connect through my art and, you know, give that art as a gift.
Yeah.
Whether it's so now I started with just the gift items, but now I do lots of different things. I'll do commission pieces and canvases that you hang on your wall, but also the gift items like the angels.
Yeah.
And the bottom line of my brand and my business is I want it to be meaningful and to cultivate connection. And whether somebody's connecting to somebody else that they give this as a gift and can show them that they love them and share a meaningful connection, or if they're connecting to my art because it means something to them, connection is just the bottom line. So I made that my word for this year, not only through Noteworthy and through my business, but in my life, I want to connect to God, to my kids, to my husband, to my friends and family. And
that's good.
Having that word, I think, is like so great. But then having action items, and one of my action items to cultivate connection, I joined a Bible study this year.
Tell
First
me
time
more.
I've ever done this. And I love it. It's so great. And I actually think you know Dawn Barton.
She's the
leader. Amazing.
And Ginger DeVries.
And Ginger, they're so great. And we've only had a couple of meetings, but I've never done anything like this. And through that, I'm learning the word in a different way.
Yes.
And I think, though, that it's connecting to God, but also to myself, and having a deeper connection and a deeper relationship that is supported by the Bible. And so I love, though, that having these action items that I can actually like do and saying yes to things that I've never done before, like joining a Bible study or doing things that feel more vulnerable, it makes us connect.
Oh yeah, we need connection.
You know?
Yeah, we need connection. Iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. That's Proverbs 27:17. If we don't let people into our lives, like we don't get that. I mean, God definitely refines us for sure, but I learn through relationship as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and through relationship with like people who love the Lord, I learned so much more about him through my friends.
Yes. It opens my kids. Eyes. Oh my gosh. I learned so much through my kids.
Yes.
And through different connections. And I think that the way to connect is to be vulnerable and to open yourself up and to share things. And,
So I learned this in a Jenny Allen book, but she was like, when you go to coffee or you meet somebody, just share one thing today that you don't like normally share with other people.
I love that.
I think it was in Find Your People. I've read a few of her books, but it was really cool. So I started doing that. And she meets somebody for coffee, she takes notes on what she's going to talk about before she meets with them, or like lunch or whatever.
Oh, that's smart.
And for anybody who I've had coffee or lunch with, I may have done this. I have notes about what I'm going to talk about.
I love that. But I think too, like even on social media. So I'm active on social media now. And it's so funny. Like 6 months ago, I don't even know how to make a reel, or I posted like four times a year.
Yeah.
But I'm sharing my art, but I also share my life. And I've found that when I'm vulnerable or share things, that I connect more with people there, and like with friends, and outside of that, that people will text me and say like, that, you know, that spoke to me or whatever. So I think that like, once you open yourself up to connecting more, it just starts to happen.
Yes. And you used the word flow earlier.
Yes.
So I just finished a book. It's called Grit by Angela Duckworth, and it's an audio book. And she did all these studies on purpose and passion and flow mm-hmm. and with Olympic athletes.
Love that stuff.
Like, oh,
that's all my jam. Gosh. I need to get this book so I can listen to yes. it. Those are my favorite things to listen
to
and learn about.
Yeah, the library has it. Mm-hmm. So okay. it's free. But Libby, download the app. I don't know if your area has it, but we do in Escambia
County. I just heard about that app.
Yes. I still have the book Grit. I need to return it to the library. There's like four or five people waiting. I'm like, I know, but I might want a couple more days to like listen. But anyway, she did the study on flow and or like, you know, she is talking to other researchers. It's mm-hmm. not just her. You know, this has been studied for a long time. And she found, you know, she went to some researcher who was studying flow. And she's like, look, I've been running since I've been 18. Uh-huh. And, you know, they say in the book, they talk about 10,000 hours makes you an expert at something, or 10 years makes you an expert at something. And I could be misquoting it, so please have grace with me. But she was like, look, I've been running since 18 years old, and I'm in my 40s, and I'm not an Olympian. And he mm-hmm. was saying that when you, and I believe it was a guy, when you get into flow, you know, you mm-hmm. feel like yep. you're like right now. When I do podcasts, I always feel
yeah,
in the flow.
Yeah, that's your flow. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and I'm just like asking the Lord, what do you want to say next? Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a fun flow. He was saying that you push yourself to get a little bit better. So like to make it measurable, let's say it is running mm-hmm. and you go on a run and you just want to get a little bit better every time. You want to get a little bit better every time. These Olympians have had measurable goals for years yeah. where they have pushed themselves and practiced and showed up and been there when nobody else wanted to. You know, they have gone right. the extra mile
yeah.
to get to this peak performance that we get to see on television. Uh-huh. And so I just want to encourage for whoever's listening to this, like flow you mentioned.
Yeah. Yes.
It is a real thing.
So flow to me is when God is working through me.
Right.
And it's so fun. When I was thinking about what do I want to do, I love books about that and stuff. And I was listening to those types of books. And a lot of themes that I've seen with flow is to think about what you lose track of time when yes. you're doing. And I have since I can remember, I lose track of time when I'm creating and doing art. And even if I was working on a project for school, I could have stayed up all night doing it and loved it.
Yeah.
And like worked so hard on it. And the person next to me could have done the bare minimum and we got the same grade, but it wasn't about that because I just loved working on these projects and doing things with my hands. And
this is so
being
good.
An artist. And so that yes. is my flow. And that's when I feel connected to God and I lose track of time and I could just do it for hours and hours and not feel fatigued. And I think flow is when you find your flow, you can find your purpose
yeah.
of what God has put on your heart to do. And I think that was really what helped me when I said, you know, I quit my job and I didn't know what I was going to do next. That was one of the questions I asked myself of like, what is my flow? What do I enjoy? What
yes.
do I love doing?
What's your flow?
And creating an art was definitely one that I know that I've loved doing that since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so I knew that, but other things that I love doing, I love connecting with people. Like I yes. love this sitting right here and yes. talking to you. And so it's not that noteworthy has to just be one thing of just my art, but I can connect with people through my art.
Correct.
And that is like, that's everything too. Yeah. Like, and when people tell me stories of how my art, something that I created, helped them connect with other people, like that's everything too. Like I had somebody that I ran into a couple weeks ago and they told me that they gave one of my angels to their mom and she had her grandchildren or her mom's grandchildren. So her children wrote a note to her on the back and her mom just loved it. Like it was one of her favorite gifts, which I love that yeah. for sure. But then she went on to tell me that her mom has passed and she was cleaning out her mom's house and she found that angel
wow.
and she got to keep it and she put it in her house so that she sees it every time when she walks in the door. And whenever she sees it, she thinks of her mom.
Yeah.
And that just gave me chills of like the fact that something I made, this thing that I created is helping her feel connected to her mom.
Yeah.
Like that's awesome to
that's
me.
Amazing. Yeah. Knowing
that's the goal. That's what I want my art to be. And that's what I want noteworthy to be is more connection stories like that.
Yes. That's so good. And it's an angel. I love that. I had a revelation while you were talking. When you were saying whatever you flow into, it's where you're like losing track of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and we were talking about like jobs where, you just don't feel like that's where you're supposed to be. My life verse is Ephesians 4:1, which is, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Ephesians 4:1. A prisoner for the Lord. Like, I am a prisoner of Jesus. I am God's. I am his servant. I am his. When we do things that are not in our gifting, I'm just going to, for common term, just be like things that we're not called to do, mm-hmm. or for some people, things that we're not good at. When we're like in a place where it's like, this ain't my jam, mm-hmm. and I ain't flowing here.
Yes.
I'm a clogged up river.
Yep. Been there.
Yes. I become a slave to the job, a slave yes. to the thing, and yes. not the Lord, because mm-hmm. I'm serving human masters in that because I can't do it.
It's faking it, kind of, you know, like, and I felt that a lot in jobs where, and I don't really believe in like coincidence and stuff. I still think that those jobs where I didn't feel like it was my future and everything, yes. they served a purpose, like for sure. I feel like they were still a part of God's plan for me.
Yes.
Because I took stuff away from them, but he made me uncomfortable there too, because he didn't want me to stay. Yeah. And I think that I faked it sometimes. Like, people would ask, how's work going? And I would say, it's great. I love my job. And if I was honest with myself, I did not love it. Yeah. I didn't love it. I think like I had so many great people around me, and it was a good job, but yeah. it wasn't the right fit for me. So anyway, I think that like God makes you uncomfortable because it's not where you're supposed to be, but mm-hmm. he wants you to move, and yes. he wants you to find your flow and, you know, get out of there. But he still knows that was a part of your plan.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just love just this idea that you're not a slave to the job. Mm-hmm. You're a prisoner of God.
Yeah.
You are like, you are with him. And if you know Jesus, you know that there is freedom in that. There is surrender in that. Like, mm-hmm. both arms up, like, Jesus, I surrender all. There's freedom in you. You have given me the ability to do this. God, you do miracles. You are able to do far abundantly more.
Yes.
Than all we can ever think, ask, or imagine. Yes. Like, you are all in all.
I love surrender, you know, yes. like the act of surrender. And I think that, you know, biblically surrender, it's not giving up. It's when we surrender to God, we let go of the control. Like, I'm still, and I think that when I understood the surrender side of, or what surrender means,
yes.
it really helped me understand that surrendering is not giving up. It is just letting go of the control and realizing that God is in control. He's got you. He's got a plan. You keep trying and keep doing what you're doing, yes. and keep praying, keep listening to that nudge that you feel from God, but quit trying to rush or trying to control things in your own way.
Yes.
And surrender the control to him.
Amen. Amen. And you know, and for the person listening, you know, you don't have to quit your job to do that.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not saying quit your job.
No, I know, but I'm just like,
yes. So people out there, you don't have to quit your job to surrender. But if you feel the nudge, or you feel like that's what you need to do, then absolutely. But I think too, you know, like, I could have maybe even started Noteworthy on the side while I still had my job and seen like if that felt right too.
Maybe.
But for me, I just knew it put a fire under me to get going, because I had already quit. I had quit that job. So I had to get going on my next step.
Yeah.
I couldn't drag my feet.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah. And to encourage the person listening, like, I really do feel like called to work in insurance. So
yeah,
I love it. Like, yeah. I get in flow when that's I'm talking great. To 65 yeah. year olds.
And
about.
And I think too, like, you can have a job and you know, like, some, like how you work in insurance, but you do your podcast too.
Yeah.
Like, you can do both that fulfill you completely.
Yes.
That it doesn't have to be one or the other sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. God definitely is present in both. One of my favorite stories about being in flow and having fun in your job is from our mutual friend, Sarah Soul Webb.
Yes.
She, one day a week, and I don't know if she still does this, but a while back, she would do one piece a week that was just like her fun piece. So she would have her commissioned pieces. Mm-hmm. I think that's how, you know,
that's
the ones
so
where
smart.
She
yes.
was told, hey, I would like for you to paint this, you know, mm-hmm. but one day a week she just has fun. And then she'll either sell it on Instagram, yeah. sell it online, you know, maybe a restaurant will reach out to her about it, whatever. But it's like the day where she like stretches her legs.
Yeah, and can be creative. Because I think sometimes as an artist, when it becomes your job,
yeah.
that you don't want to lose that flow and the love and the passion for it. So I think whenever, like Sarah does, like Sarah yeah. said that she does, of doing something that is just fun and free, you can like be creative and have fun with it again and like reignite your love and passion for,
exactly.
for what you're doing.
Yeah. 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 That's so, I don't mean to say again, like that's so fun, but like, that's so
yes.
fun.
Yes.
Like yeah. make it interesting. Like ask God for new vision and like clarity and you know, all the things. God's so good. What Bible verse is encouraging you in this season, Laurel?
Okay. So my favorite Bible verse really for a lot of seasons of life, but right now too, is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And I just love that verse.
Yes.
I love it so much. It brings me peace. And I think that it's just such a great reminder that God is in control. And like yeah. we talked about the surrender
so good.
Of it all. And I think it just is such a great reminder to believe in that and to trust God. And I think that's such a big verse for me in my business, because sometimes I get a little bit like overwhelmed thinking about the future. And like, I have all these ideas and plans and big things that I want for Noteworthy, but this verse reminds me to slow down, you know, enjoy the ride, enjoy where I am right now. And that like God has those plans for a future and he gives me hope, and that
yeah.
like these ideas, he planted them on my heart and on my brain for a reason, that they'll come. So just surrender to him. And I just love this verse.
Well,
I love
and it. It goes back to that the day is the Lord's, that
yes,
for I know the
day,
plans.
Right. Right. And I think even with parenting too, that it's such a verse that I go back to with parenting, because I can feel overwhelmed sometimes with choices that I have to make for my kids and things like that. And just going back to this voice, this verse, and remembering that, you know, God wants us to prosper and
yeah.
not plans that won't harm you. Like he's in control. And I just love this verse.
Yes. Trust Jesus, for I know the plans I have for you. They are God's plans for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not my plans for my life.
Right.
It's
right,
God's
right.
life. Thank God we get to do what we get to do, whatever that is for you, like whatever it is, glorify God in it, and know that whatever jobs you've had before or whatever jobs you want to have in the future, just surrender that to God. Thank mm-hmm. him for it. Thank him for where you are right now, and ask him for new vision today. I don't know why I keep going back to the vision thing. Mm. I know why. Because I was singing a song with my sons last night, and it was talking about, oh my goodness, that High Hopes songs. You know that song? It's High Hopes.
Yeah. Yes.
High Hopes. It's like, and it's like Mama said,
yeah.
da 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 da.
You know? I love that.
But it was something in the chorus about vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like praying that for my boys. I'm like, don't lose sight of the vision. Like, I want them to think about eternal life.
Right.
I really do. I want them to think about life with Jesus, and that we get to live this life today. So praise God for it. Mm-hmm. Like, be surrendered to the Lord, knowing that he has a plan for your life.
Yes.
You know, and just have fresh vision today to know that he's in control. Thank God for that. And he can do anything. He's mm-hmm. not bound. Like, you know, he can do anything. Is there anything else that you wanted to share?
I don't know. I feel like we covered a lot. This was great. I loved this, but I mean, I don't know. I'm painting a lot. I'm painting. I think too, another thing that I go back to with this verse, that I'm a mom first. And so sometimes in this season, I'm figuring it out of how to be an entrepreneur and an artist or business owner while being a mom. And there are some months, like last month, where we've rescheduled this podcast three times because my family was sick. And I only painted this like once for a whole month. And so just being okay with that mm-hmm. and like And like I said, there's no rush to all of it, but I'm still doing things that I love, whether it, and then like in the fall, like I had a super busy, like October, November, December, and made lots of sales and did crazy events and like very busy stuff. But then the past 2 months, it's been pretty slow. Yeah. So being okay with that. And I think that, you know, like we said, surrendering to God and just realize like, this is a part of the plan and this is what I prayed for. I wanted to be with my boys and be present as a mom while also being an artist and doing both. And there will be another season of life where my kids are busier and in school for longer days because they're only like part-time daycare right now. So I find time where I can, but one day they'll have longer days at school and have sports and be busy, and they'll have more going on in their life, and I'll have more time to focus on my business and art and do those things. So it's still coming. And I think that that's something that I have to like remind myself in this season, and this Bible verse is helping me do that too.
That's great. And yes, God provides the increase. So just keep trusting him. Yeah. Keep planting good seeds for God's kingdom, for God's glory. Like he, my husband and I love Brian Buffini, and he's a real estate coach in California, and we love to listen to his stuff. But like his thing is like, keep writing the handwritten thank you notes. Keep doing the pop by.
Just like, keep doing what you're doing.
Keep your head down and keep working and keep showing up. You know, be there for your clients or whatever that thing is. Be there for your family, whatever that thing is for you who's listening. You know, don't focus on the, hey, how many sales am I getting today? Focus on God, the work, his timing.
Yeah.
It's his day. Lord, is there anything new that you, you know,
how can you work through me?
Exactly.
That's what I want. I want God to work through me. And maybe it's just one sale that month and that, and that's enough.
Yeah. Well, just I'm praying for your business, praying that God continues to provide the increase. And
well, I love this. I could talk to you all day long.
I know, ditto. Well, and so you're on social media.
Yes, I'm on Instagram. I sell a lot through Instagram, and I'm at Noteworthy Gift.
Okay.
And then my website is noteworthygift.com. And you can find me either of those places and talk to me. I love connecting with people. That is my favorite side of all of this, is being able to connect with people that are interested in my art, or I like to share my life on there too. So reach out to me, and I would love to talk to anyone.
And her angels are beautiful, you guys.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, just give the person a visual of what your art
is. So my art, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
I need to tell about what my art is. So I'm an abstract artist, and my art is heavily textured. And it's so funny. Like I was at my parents' house just the other day, and looking at, my mom has all of my art like from high school and middle school up. And I've always loved texture. And it's funny because, and I can see that I was trying to find this texture that I finally figured out. And so my art is very highly textured. I use different pastes, but it's abstract, and gold is my favorite. It's my favorite, my favorite color. So I have a lot of gold. But I do all different sizes things. So I'll do commission artwork, canvases, or original artwork. And then I have prints also available. And then on the other side of things, do gift items, which are like what I explained, the noteworthy gift, where it's the art on one side and then you write a note and give it to somebody on the other side. Or if you don't want to write it, I can write it for you. There's a place on my website that I can do that. And ahead of Mother's Day, I'm going to be releasing my angels. And I just, kind of keep different, releasing the angels.
Did you just say?
The angel notes. That's what I call them. The angel notes. That's like the gift that I gave my mom. What started all of this.
Yes. But the way you said it.
Releasing the angels.
I'm going
it's
to
an
be
army of them.
My angels.
So I have, with the angel notes, I paint an angel on one side, and then you are to write a note to a special angel in your life, whether it's your mom or somebody else, and give it to them as a gift. And it's just really meaningful and thoughtful. And so I have those gifts. And then like ahead of Christmas, I did ornaments. So I kind of have different seasonal things. And then I have some things that are always, always available.
When you just said that you're going to be releasing your angels, y'all, Laurel is going to be releasing her angels.
My army of angels.
Oh my God.
I love it. And angels they've just always been my favorite thing to paint. So I think I'll always have the angels available and always be doing those, even as I do new opportunities of new, like canvas things, or like you said with Sarah, I did that live painting
Yes.
last week, which was so fun. So, yeah.
Okay. And I have a funny slash fun question to ask you.
Okay.
Do you remember in 2020 when everybody was saying Laurel, but it sounded different?
Yanny. Yes. That is so funny that you say that. Yes. Somebody.
Yanny.
Yep. For a little bit there, somebody was like, that was going to be my nickname, Yanny. And they tried to make it work, but it didn't work. I heard Laurel. Did you hear Laurel or Yanny?
I heard Laurel.
Yeah. And I'm like, maybe I hear that because I hear that all day long.
I think everybody heard Laurel.
Yeah.
Or maybe some, I mean.
Yes, I do remember that. That's
so funny.
They were lying
if they heard Yanny. I do have a friend in college. Her name is Yanny.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yanny.
Huh, we need to meet.
Yeah, Yanny and Laurel.
I love that.
Yeah, but I was like, I didn't want to ask you at the very beginning of the chat.
No, I definitely remember that. I had a lot of people tagging me in it on Facebook. Goodness.
You're like, oh my gosh.
2020, what a time.
Laurel, Mississippi.
Yes.
That hometown makeover.
Yes, yes. Oh. That was, people were thinking of me when they were watching that show.
Okay, so I do have big news, but everybody knows about it already. My hometown, Sebring, got selected to be hometown.
Wow.
Makeover.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's so cool.
So be praying for the city of Sebring. You guys here for who's listening to this. A girl who listens to the podcast very like every week. She's amazing. A friend from college, her name's Brittany. And her sister was one of the ones responsible for bringing HGTV's Hometown Makeover to Sebring. So they're going to be working on it for the next few months. So just keep Sebring in your prayers. You know, there's like new people coming in and out and like celebrities coming in and all this like crazy stuff, you know, like, oh my gosh. So we're so excited, but just please pray for the people of Sebring as it grows and gets all this attention. I just pray that God's glorified in it. So anyway, okay, Laurel, you're amazing. We're going to follow you on the sites, Noteworthy.
And, yes, Noteworthy Gift on Instagram and website. People forget the gift part.
Noteworthy Gift, yes.
Noteworthy Gift.
It's a gift.
Yes, that's how it started. It started as just the gift item, so I threw that in there.
Gift, makes sense. Okay, let's pray, and we'll put links to everything we've talked about in the description of this podcast. All right, Father God, thank you so much for Laurel, and thank you for giving her the word connection for 2024. I pray that blesses someone today in ways that we don't have the strength or, you know, ability to do, but only you can, God. I pray that they connect with whoever you're wanting them to connect with. I just pray for Laurel's business. We've prayed for her business several times today. I really do feel like you're doing something really cool with these angels, bringing your hope and inspiring people through the work that Laurel's doing. So thank you just for planting good seeds in her heart to create this business. And Lord, I pray for whoever's listening to this episode to know you. If they don't know you, Jesus, that they learn more about you. They dive into your word and they go to a Bible-believing church and they accept you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, decrease us and increase you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, this is Dustin, one of the pastors at Grace Bible Church in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for tuning in to listen to Broadcast His Love with Ricky Van Stewart. I hope you also consider joining us on our podcast as well. Our hope is to encourage you, inspire you, and compel you towards a closer walk with Jesus and one another. You can find us on every platform where podcasts are offered by simply searching for Grace Bible Church Sebring. Again, this is Pastor Dustin, and I hope to get to connect with you very soon.
Hey, this is Mark Stockland, pastor and CEO for Haiti Bible Mission in Jeremy, Haiti. If you'd like to follow along with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, you can check us out at HaitiBibleMission.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love to get you guys connected with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, and how you can partner with us to live the difference, to help empower leaders to transform communities. God bless you guys, and have a great day.
Hey everyone, it's Erica with Glassy Day Studio, where we believe every broken, discarded, and disrupted thing will be reclaimed, restored, and redeemed by the one who created and calms the waves. Glassy Day jewelry is shaped from recycled surfboard resin, and each design is named after a woman in the Bible. And 10% of every purchase supports foster care ministries. Check it out at GlassyDayStudio.com. And thanks for listening. And if this episode has drawn you closer to Christ, please share it with your friends and family, or even one person that might find encouragement in the message and a deeper relationship with Christ. God bless and have a great week.
This is amazing.